Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer. Her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. Come here, Skipper. Skipper?
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Honey, we...
Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN. Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. They're battening down the hatches up and down South Florida's East Coast. By this time tomorrow, Hurricane Katrina could be knocking.
Residents should complete their preparations today as early as possible as weather conditions are expected to deteriorate throughout the day.
Tony Carper is in charge of emergency management in Broward County, the Fort Lauderdale area, where Katrina is expected to make landfall. Officials are asking residents to evacuate mobile homes and low-lying areas, and all public schools in Broward County and Miami-Dade County to the south have already been closed. Ed Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center is expecting a foot of rain or more.
There will be some problems from wind, but because of the very slow motion, the primary threat is going to be rainfall and flood.
Forecasters expect Katrina to cross over to the Gulf of Mexico. Standard & Poor's economist Bethann Bovino says that could put a dent in oil production.
You have storms, and that's the question is, what's going to happen to supplies?
The uncertainty has pushed the price of crude to a record high around $67 a barrel. The Military Base Closing Commission is settling in for another long day of work that's sure to affect thousands of lives. CBS's Barry Bagnato has that.
Still to come, votes on Air Force shutdowns and shakeups, including a plan to remove aircraft from some two dozen Air National Guard facilities.
It's caused a great fervor, particularly among several governors in Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and elsewhere.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland. The commission also must decide whether to close or restructure some major bases, most notably Pope in North Carolina, Cannon in New Mexico, and Ellsworth in South Dakota, which some critics consider a relic of the Cold War. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Anti-war protest leader Cindy Sheehan has returned to the Bush Ranch, where she's about to be joined by some other military moms. KFYI's Melody Burkett has the latest on that from Phoenix.
Hundreds of people were on hand to greet the military mom caravan. Leading the group was Deborah Johns.
First of all, I want to say my heart truly does go out to Cindy Sheehan for the loss of her son. My son did return from Iraq safely twice, so... You know, I sympathize with her. I feel sad for her.
But Deborah says Cindy's own family doesn't support her efforts, which they say are politically motivated. A couple dozen Cindy Sheehan supporters were also on hand.
Saddam Hussein was not an imminent threat to the United States. He was a tyrant in his country with a blessing from Rumsfeld and Reagan. Let's not forget that.
Melody Burkett for CBS News, Phoenix.
In Newburyport, Massachusetts, a teenager who got into trouble with the law was assigned to clean up a local cemetery. Now he's got more trouble with the law. Police Lieutenant Rick Samasco says the young man broke into the tomb of a Civil War veteran.
Actually went in and decapitated a body that was in a coffin inside the crypt, took the head and some of the bones out of the crypt and was running around the cemetery with him.
And Samasco says he can't imagine what was going through that teenager's head. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up a point and a half. This is CBS News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
It's late and you still can't sleep? So you're about to take Tylenol PM.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also have a headache, backache, or a fever?
then you should take Unisom so you don't over-medicate.
Hmm?
Unisom doesn't have extra pain medicine like Tylenol PM.
Hmm.
Unisom sleep gels have only the medicine you need to fall fast asleep fast.
Hmm.
Learn something new every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unisom, the go-to-sleep medicine without the extra medicine. Use as directed.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Already dealing with an accident this morning. It's north on I-25 near 38th Avenue. Looks like it's off to the shoulder, so no big delays with that to worry about. And south on I-25, starting to fill in around 84th Avenue. Then we're doing okay for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 checks clear in both directions, so does 225 and C-470 through Highlands Ranch. And we're still pretty quiet around town on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike looking good, east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Taking a look at the forecast, partly sunny today, maybe a shower this afternoon with highs in the 80s right now at 64 degrees. Now, this is none of my business, but I'm going to ask you a very nosy question. Is it time to refill your Flonase Fluticasone Propionate nasal spray? He'll excuse me for being nosy, but I know you don't want to be caught without your Flonase. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You're invited to a party. A big birthday bash for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, inviting you to our AM 760 birthday bash. Join me and Randy Rhodes and fellow 760 listeners
Friday, August 26th at the Boulder Broker Inn.
A celebration of a year of the best in progressive talk along the Front Range.
Stay tuned and check out am760.net for more details.
am760.net.
Happy birthday, AM 760.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments, providing a unique perspective to investors for over 50 years. Franklin Templeton Investments, gain from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The price of oil is one factor in determining the price of gasoline at the pump, but it is not the only one by any means. Despite all the complaining you hear people doing about the skyrocketing gasoline prices, the fact is that, adjusted for inflation and higher incomes, the price of gasoline in the United States right now is still about what it was in the early 1970s, which may explain what many of the analysts seem to find so odd.
Oddly enough, the U.S. economy really hasn't been seriously impacted by the rising prices this year, and indeed gasoline demand remains above year-ago levels.
More after this for H57 Houdia. There are only two natural ways to lose weight: eat less or exercise more. H57 Houdia is an all-natural, appetite-suppressant that tricks your brain into believing you're full, so you'll eat less. South African Houdia is a rare cactus that's been featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing qualities. H57, available at fine stores everywhere, including GNC, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and CVS pharmacies. Call toll-free 877-H57-DIET or log on to myh57.com.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Time survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
The price of a barrel of oil on the world market is now flirting with $70.
$70 is a very realizable near-term goal. There's already been a lot of open interest in some of the options at that level. And above that, the market likes round numbers. $75 would be sort of the next round number. And I think that we could get there if we see more supply disruption.
But market analyst Marshall Steves of the Refco Group believes the oil market is not just reacting, but overreacting.
Really hypersensitive and overreacting, frankly, to minor supply disturbances. And in this case, I think it's really predicated on expectations that Tropical Storm Katrina is going to move into the Gulf of Mexico.
When the government caps the price of anything, prices immediately rise to the level of the cap. And Hawaii has now become the first state of the union to put a cap on gasoline prices, invoking a law passed last year.
The assumption was that then we are the only people who are going to prove that we can lower the gasoline price. But now that it's coming, they see the gasoline is going to go higher, so everybody's kind of dying from embarrassment.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network, the quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Osgood File, August 25th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 608, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible before 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy and a high of around 86. And that chance of precipitation, about 26%. But there doesn't seem to be too many clouds in the sky here in Boulder this morning. 303-713-7600. Good to have you along. I made it through my root canal. It actually wasn't that bad. The only part that really was uncomfortable was getting the shots to get numbed up. And my tooth is a little bit sore on the right side of my mouth. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Hope you're doing okay this morning. It's Thursday as we make our way towards the weekend. And don't forget, Friday is our big birthday party. If you want more information about that, go to am760.net. What to start with, what to talk about this morning. I saw the most incredible thing. It wasn't very long, but I saw it last night on Keith Olbermann's Countdown. I wonder if any of you saw it. This Move America Forward organization, which is running the caravan that says, "You don't speak for me, Cindy Sheehan." The organizers of that, and one of them is a right-wing talk show host by the name of Melody Morgan, I think is her name, passing this thing off as being a great grassroots effort by ordinary Americans to speak out and to talk about the fact that Cindy Sheehan in Crawford, Texas, doesn't speak for us. And they've got some people on the caravan who have sons in Iraq. They're headed for, they left from California. They went to Vacaville, Cindy Sheehan's hometown, and they're headed to Crawford and expect to be there like either this weekend or sometime next week. Guess what? It turns out. I don't know if you saw this on Keith Olbermann's Countdown on MSNBC. Turns out that the whole thing was organized by a public relations firm with ties to the Republican Party. And as a matter of fact, one of the people that's part of Moving America Forward was tied to Orrin Hatch's attempt to run for the presidency. So it's not as grassroots as these people want us to believe. So just keep that in mind when the news coverage starts coming in about the opposition groups down there in Crawford, Texas, and Move America Forward. Move America Forward has the same exact fax number as a PR firm. I believe the PR firm is located in Sacramento. And I don't know how many of you saw that story, if you even watched Countdown with Keith Olbermann, but I'm getting in the habit now of watching Hardball and Countdown with Keith Olbermann every night. And Keith Olbermann had that story on when he was talking about Cindy Sheehan. All right. I held this over from yesterday and didn't really get into it. We've talked about this before. We've talked about it before. It's a growing problem, and I'm not sure how to control this problem. The mayor of Denver wants to end the homelessness in the city. He's got a plan, and I wonder if it'll do anything to end it. But you know what? How about those of us who don't live in Denver and who run up against panhandlers every single day? This was in the Denver Post yesterday. Tough love needed with panhandlers. Do you know that beggars collect $4.6 million a year on Denver streets? $4.6 million a year. And let me read you a little bit of the editorial. Try walking down the Denver's 16th Street Mall without being panhandled. Most of the days it's impossible, and the problem is only getting worse. Denver's become panhandler's paradise, with beggars collecting more than $4.6 million a year, according to a new survey conducted by the city in the downtown Denver Business Improvement District. And, you know, I'm sure there is the same thing here in the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder. The last time I was down there were people panhandling. And it's not just a downtown problem. I know you see this like all over the place. People with "will work for food" signs. And they're popping up on just about every busy intersection. Now, the surest way, according to the Post, to cut off Denver's panhandling problem is to cut off the money source, according to city and business officials who commissioned the survey. If Coloradoans and visitors refrained from giving handouts, panhandlers would give up the trade, they figure. Well,
You think it would stop it? Do you think it would stop panhandling if all of us decided to, tomorrow or today? If all of us decided today that we weren't going to give another dime to a panhandler, do you think they would just go away? Think they would just go ahead and find work? And I kind of equate this a little bit to the argument about illegal aliens. In other words, if there were no jobs for illegal aliens in the United States, would they risk coming here? If there were no gigs? And I have to tell you, I've given panhandlers money before. I've even had them get mad at me when I gave them some money and they didn't think it was enough. But all of us have seen these people on the streets panhandling or sitting by the side of the interstate, sitting by the side of a freeway off-ramp, will work for food. So is the answer in dealing with these people, is the answer to stop giving them money? Now, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper has a 10-year plan to end homelessness and wants to move beyond ticketing people for bad behaviors, fines they may not be able to pay anyway, and push them towards programs where they can get help. The plan would cost about $10 million a year, so officials want the $4.6 million already going to panhandlers redirected towards the program. And the Denver Post calls it a smart move. All right, your experience with panhandlers. And I got three open lines here, 303-713-7600. Tell me about your experience with them. And did you realize that in Denver alone, and I don't know what the figure is here in the Pearl Street Mall and around the Boulder area, but in Denver alone, $4.6 million. And is the way to clean this up just to simply, say no, keep your car window rolled up and say no? Or do those will work for food signs kind of get to you? All right, I'll take your calls on this coming up. I got two open lines now at 303-713-7600. Don't suck free energy off the radio. Get off your half moons.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right. They just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. It's great for them, but bad for you. Well, I've got a system that destroys debt, and I can show you how.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. When you owe people money, they own you. My program takes all the money you're paying to make your credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I can show you how to do the same, guaranteed. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Transform all your debts into wealth. Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. Call 1-800-500-7650. 1-800-500-7650. That's 1-800-500-7650.
Free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Naturally, without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
$25,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1235. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1235. 1-800-322-1235.
But the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-745-8442. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-745-8442. That's 1-800-745-8442.
Panhandling and how you handle panhandlers. The Denver Post in their editorial from yesterday, tough love needed with panhandlers. They say the beggars collect $4.6 million a year off of Denver streets, and who knows how much they get here in Boulder or in Longmont, or wherever you may be, Centennial. Let's go to Helen from Minnesota. Let's go to Greg in Boulder. Greg, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, this is Greg. I've talked to you a couple times before.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. You know, I have a lot of interesting conversations with homeless people, and it's interesting how a lot of people don't take any time to engage the homeless person or the panhandler and find out their situation, because it runs the whole gamut. And I think that that's part of the solution, is you really need to find out what's going on with these people. A lot of them maybe are substance abusers. I've talked to one guy where he's homeless for the simple fact that he lost his job, he doesn't have any credit, he has his dog, he's not going to give up his dog. He would prefer to live on the street than give up his dog.
Hmm.
So it's interesting. I mean, how would you handle that guy when it comes to rehabilitation and so on and so forth? You know, he doesn't need to be rehabilitated. He needs a place to live where he can keep his dog and still work.
Yeah, and get cleaned up and get off the street and get a job.
You know, not all of them are alcoholics, and some of them are doing everything they can. I mean, they'll go down there and they'll play music. There's one guy that plays his guitar down there, and he's just had some really bad luck. Yeah, he's an alcoholic, and, you know, it's the chicken or the egg thing.
Right.
So, people, they give money to the panhandlers to make themselves feel good, but they never actually engage the person or talk to them or find out what their story is. Every one of them has a story.
So, I'm looking for a way to answer this. How about if I'm like in a hurry and I don't have time to listen to their story and I feel bad for them, so I give them 50 cents or I give them a dollar or whatever the case may be?
You know, I do that, and there's a couple guys that I've talked to and stuff like that, and as I work down there, and as a regular thing, I'll give them, you know, like a dollar. And there's one guy that I give him money, and, you know, I'll see him at Taco Bell eating like a couple hours later. I mean, is he contributing to society, adding to the economy? Well, the money they give him, he's throwing back in and giving somebody a job, at whether it's Taco Bell or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but, I mean, there's a lot of people that are talking about this that have no firsthand experience about what's going on with these people. There's such a variety of answers. There's just not one solution.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. It is a big cross-section of people, and most of us... You know, most of us don't take the time to find out, and I got to tell you something. Frankly, I hardly ever talk to them, and when I do give them money, I just give them money and then go on my way.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to one guy, and he's out there asking for money, and he had his family and kids there. He was passing through, and when he
see, but you know something. When I've driven by though, like, and I'll see a woman with a kid or a woman with a couple of kids, I always think it's some kind of a con job.
Some of them are.
So am I too cynical? Is that what my problem is?
I think everybody's too cynical. They look at this as a specific problem, and all these people are grouped into one big group, one big, this is the solution to this. But, I mean, I asked the guy, I said, hey, you know, what's up with your car? And he told me, you know, what happened, and he was trying to make it to... Arizona, and he actually broke down. Hey, I gave him money, and it was true. I mean, I actually, you know, wanted to see his family, and, you know, I helped him out, and, you know, I do that, say, hey, you know, is this for real? And if someone is not genuine, and a lot of times if you engage them, I know this sounds really gross, but, I mean, you can tell right away if they're drinking or on drugs, look at them, and, you know, you can smell if they've been drinking, and I generally will not give them money. If they've been drinking, I won't give them money.
All right, man. Great call. I'm glad you called this morning. Thank you a bunch.
All right, thanks. Talk to you.
Thanks, Greg. Let's go to Helen in Minnesota. Helen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. I'm going to tell you how much I appreciate your show. I wish we had more like this in Minnesota. And I have helped panhandlers out, and I remember specifically one that I helped out. I felt so good all day, and I was so lucky, and later I seen him in a restaurant eating, so I knew my money had gone to good use. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, but I was wondering, how do they find out how much money those panhandlers actually collect. Is this a gift, or have they gone out and hand them out slips of paper and say, here, write down how much you get every day, or...
They went out and conducted a survey in the field, I guess, and asked them how much they received every single day, and correlated and put the information together.
Do you think they really would tell them, being, you know, they probably figure, well, it must be the IRS, could be the IRS doing this, or...
Well, I'm sure they identified themselves as being from the city of Denver. I'm sure they told them what they were looking for. Other than that, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah. Okay, then. That's all I was wondering.
All right. Thank you, Helen. Appreciate it. Let's go to Vicki and Bennett. Vicki, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Turn your radio down, Vicki, and go ahead.
You know, I agree with some of the callers, especially Pat. I think her name was Pat. And, when we go, I live in Bennett. There aren't any panhandlers out here, but when we go to town, when we go into Denver, mm-hmm. I always make sure we bring extra. I bring extra $1 bills with me, specifically to hand out. I can't believe that anybody as a child said, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to beg on the streets and live on the streets. These are people who are hurting. As the one caller said, most of these are mentally ill people, and they need the help.
Well. Listen, don't get me started on a comprehensive mental health plan in this country, because, man, I mean, I could go on and on about the fact that we don't have one, and there are a lot of people out on the streets because of mental health problems.
And as far as that survey goes,
mm-hmm.
You know what? You have a lot of the mentally ill people on the streets, so they aren't going to answer the questions. And then you're going to have some people during that survey who would, a lot of them, who would be speaking to them, who would be bragging, and who would be way exaggerating how much money they're making. So I don't think those figures could in any way be accurate.
So you don't think the city of Denver's figures are anywhere within the ballpark?
Oh, no way.
Too high or too low?
Too high.
Too high.
Yes.
Over a year period?
Yes. For the reasons I just told you, I think so many wouldn't speak, and I think those who would, so many of them, would be bragging and say that they're making so much more money than they are, so that they feel successful in what they're doing.
Well, you know, that's a theory worth entertaining. It's certainly worth thinking about that question. I just always have this feeling, and maybe it's just me, that a lot of times I have this feeling like that they're pulling some kind of con on me.
And you know what? Maybe a few of them are. Oh, well.
That they could go get a job, you know?
I think the vast majority of them is not the case.
Do you think the vast majority of them that you run into, do you think they're there because of mental problems?
Yes.
Do they exhibit those mental problems when you talk to them and deal with them?
Yes.
I mean, I've seen some people who have, you know, out on the street who have heavy mental problems. I mean, don't forget, I mean, before coming back here, I worked in Chicago. I worked in the Loop downtown. You see all kinds of people on the streets down there.
And I think there are people who are really, really down on their luck.
And yeah, well, I don't know, though. You know, there's some of them out there, I just have a sneaking, it's just a suspicious feeling that some of them are just out there working the system.
So give it to none of them, because there might be a very few, who are just working the system?
I don't know. I got to think about it.
Okay.
I got to think about it, Vicki. Is that all right if I think about it?
That's okay. Did you know you sound just like John Candy?
Oh, well, I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Thank you, Vicki. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
All right, man. How about you?
Congrats on that root canal, man. I'm glad to hear you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. I'm hanging in here.
Right on. Hey, listen, just a few words on this. You know, I was running on the 16th Street Mall a year ago. And I think the difference is if you're approached by someone on the street opposed to on an exit ramp or, you know, entrance ramp, I think it's a little different. I'm kind of like you. I'm on the fence, you know, and I don't know whether they're running a scam or what sometimes. I mean, I guess that's your judgment, you know. When somebody's asking for it, you know, and they seem genuine about it, you know, it's a little different, I think, you know, when you're approached by it.
Right.
I don't think the dress is necessarily altruistic. It could be dressed up. It could be, you know, that I don't think that's a good determination. But, let's look at, not to get off the subject, but let's look at the unemployment, Denver. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, they can say, well, yeah, it's, we're boasting under 5% or 4.3.
Yeah, but then you leave out the people who don't report. Listen, man, I hate to cut you off. I'm out of time, Robert. Thanks, right, man. Appreciate the call. All right, we'll continue. We're just going to talk about Bush's speech yesterday in Idaho. And we'll have more coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
South Broadway, a block south of 1st Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
There's a place, 760 AM, Boulder's Progressive Talk. That's the way it is.
KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
760 AM.
Every time they say get ready, we get ready.
People living along South Florida's Hurricane Coast are gassing up, boarding up, and stocking up. Tropical Storm Katrina is on the way.
We expect that the landfall will occur later tonight or tomorrow along the southeast coast of Florida as a strong tropical storm, perhaps Category 1 hurricane.
Ed Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center expects a foot of rain or more. CBS's Mark Strassman's in Miami.
The rain is a genuine worry here. There's a flood watch up and down the coast of South Florida, and people here know that once again they could be going through a really soggy, inconvenient, and perhaps destructive time.
A hurricane warning is in effect from Florida City north to Vero Beach. Well, the weather is one reason. The oil market has pushed the price of crude to new highs, around $67 a barrel.
It's really hypersensitive and overreacting, frankly, to minor supply disturbances. And in this case, I think it's really predicated on expectations that Tropical Storm Katrina is going to move into the Gulf of Mexico.
Refco Group oil analyst Marshall Steves. The Military Base Closing Commission returned to work within the past hour. Let's get an update live from CBS's Dan Revive in Washington.
You can hear live this second day of voting after the nine commissioners yesterday saved two Navy bases in New England and a big Army depot in Texas. They've just approved moving all religious training in the military, mainly for chaplains, to Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
This is a no-brainer, and the cost doesn't even warrant talking about.
They also approved consolidating transportation facilities.
The vote is 7 yeas, 1 nay, 1 abstention. The vote passes.
The buzzwords, jointness and synergy, encouraging the Army, Air Force, and Navy to combine operations. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, this is what religious broadcaster Pat Robertson actually said about Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez the other day.
I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it.
And this is what Robertson said, he said.
I didn't say assassination. I said our special forces should, quote, take him out. And take him out can be a number of things, including kidnapping.
And later, Robertson put out a statement saying calling for someone's assassination isn't right, and he apologized. For Sami Habas, the trouble began with a letter in the mail.
It's addressed to a Palestinian bomber, and right here it says, Dear Palestinian bomber.
Habas says that's the last thing he is.
I'm an American citizen, served the United States Armed Forces in 1969, and this happened to me in my own backyard here in America. It's just unacceptable to me.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
Whether you're a painting pro or a weekend warrior, step this way to your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store for our big annual Warner Ladder Sale. Sherwin-Williams is now your exclusive store for Warner Ladder Central, where you'll find a full range of professional ladders. It's where you'll also find 20% savings on Warner, the professional's choice in ladders. At Sherwin-Williams, you'll find everything you need, including 20% savings on all Warner ladders. Hurry, sale ends August 31st. Ask how, ask now, ask Sherwin-Williams.
At CompUSA, we get how to make the best technology even better, which is why this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., you can get the latest technology at just 7% over cost. Desktops and notebooks, including Apple, digital cameras, camcorders, printers, PDAs, and more, all at amazingly low prices. But it's for 4 hours only, so get yourself to CompUSA this Saturday and save big. CompUSA, we got it. We get it.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're actually going to busy ride on the highway this morning. The sun's going to get you if you're headed eastbound, so you want to grab those sunglasses when you're heading out this morning. Southbound I-25, it's busy from 104th down to the Turnpike. Then we're slow into downtown and through T-Rex. We have some loose gravel kicking up on the highway, westbound C-470 near Morrison Road. And eastbound I-70 now slow to take us over to Brighton Boulevard. Now around town, we're crowded on the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Denverbound on the Turnpike, seeing brake lights from McCaslin over to Pecos. If you're headed eastbound, that would mean Denverbound. And off the highways, crews are busy with an accident in Santa Fe in Florida, so expect some delays from Evans on over. Today's forecast, partly sunny skies with showers possible this afternoon and highs in the 80s right now at 68 degrees. Want a real deal? Try Subway Restaurant's $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Thursdays, get a zesty Italian BMT 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
For the critics who said we'd never last. We're celebrating our first year on the air, and we want to celebrate it with you. Friday, August 26th, 6 p.m. at the Boulder Broker Inn. 760's Randy Rhodes,
0833.
Find out how affordable quality came in windows.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600, and this hour's $1,000 name is Matthew Barta of Lakewood. Matthew, you're this hour's $1,000 name, cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Well, all right, we're going to be talking a little bit later on this morning, a little bit later on this hour, as a matter of fact. We're going to hopefully talk to Donna Shalala, who was... She's the head of the University of Miami, but under Bill Clinton, she was the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare. Secretary of Health and Human Services. And we're going to talk to her about the rising cost of health care, and we're going to talk about the health care crisis in this country. But before we do that, Bush was on the hustings yesterday. He's out trying to sell the war. He was in Nampa, Idaho, rebutting rising anti-war movement in the country. And on Capitol Hill, he told National Guard soldiers and their families Wednesday that terrorists want us to retreat, but vowed that he never will. Bush spoke frankly for the second time in 3 days about the casualties in the U.S. military and that the U.S. military is continuing to suffer in Iraq, but rejected demands for the troops to come home. Calls that have gained widespread attention during the months that he has spent at his ranch. So really what Cindy Sheehan has done, though, is forced Bush to get out and to try to resell this war to sagging poll numbers. Here's some of what he had to say yesterday.
I made a decision. America will not wait to be attacked again. Our doctrine is clear. We will confront emerging threats before they fully materialize. And if you harbor a terrorist, you're just as guilty as the terrorists.
Hmm. Well, he's out there selling the same old line again, trying to connect 9/11 to the war in Iraq, trying to connect the war on terror, quote-unquote, to the war in Iraq. Here, listen to some more.
We will stay on the offense. We'll complete our work in Afghanistan and Iraq. An immediate withdrawal of our troops in Iraq or the broader Middle East, as some have called for, would only embolden the terrorists and create a staging ground to launch more attacks against America and free nations. So long as I'm the president, we will stay, we will fight, and we will win the war on terror.
So as long as he's the president, we're absolutely not going anywhere. Once again, contradicting the old drawdown story, which was circulating earlier, about how, right around the spring of next year, so maybe summer, we could draw down some troops. As a matter of fact, we're sending more troops into Iraq right now. And they're going to be there. Those troops are going to be there to get ready for the referendum on the Constitution, if the Constitution ever gets drawn up. Here's some more of what Bush had to say.
First, we are defending the homeland. We've strengthened our intelligence capabilities. We've trained more than 800,000 first responders. We have taken critical steps to protect our cities and borders and infrastructure. We have taken the fight to the enemy in our midst. We've disrupted terrorist cells and financing networks in California and Oregon and Illinois and New Jersey and Virginia and other states.
We're actually going to send 1,500 more troops to Iraq. That was announced yesterday. All right, 303-713-7600. Do you feel safer now than before the war in Iraq? And if you just want to, you know, if you just want to get on the phone and reply to the president's comments about Iraq, and here is probably the thing that I really object to most about his latest statements. Check this one out.
In World War II, free nations came together to fight the ideology of fascism. Freedom prevailed, and today the enemies of World War II are allies in the cause of peace. In the Cold War, freedom defeated the ideology of communism and led to a Europe that is whole, free, and at peace. Now, once again, freedom is confronting the followers of a murderous ideology. And like the hateful ideologies that came before it, the darkness of terror will be defeated. And the forces of freedom and moderation will prevail throughout the Muslim world.
Now, that's Bush talking once again in front of a hand-picked audience of veterans. Or, I'm sorry, of National Guard soldiers. So, it was yet the day before he was talking to veterans of foreign wars, yesterday he was talking to National Guard soldiers. And the Pentagon has ordered 1,500 additional troops to Iraq to provide security in advance for the upcoming votes. The military announced two infantry battalions from the 82nd Airborne Division will deploy to Iraq before the scheduled October 15th referendum on the proposed constitution and remain through December's national elections. 303-713-7600, your reaction to George W. Bush. Gee, how in the world does he get away with comparing this to World War II? World War II was not a war of necessity. World War II was a war where we were attacked. Hitler declared war on the United States. The Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor. The Iraqis never attacked us. And yet he goes around the country spouting this and trying to tie all of this stuff together. And why is he out there? You know, every time this president dips in the polls, every time he goes down in the polls, what does he do? He goes right back to the well of 9/11. He goes right back to the well of 9/11, and we have to hear about 9/11. Not that we shouldn't remember 9/11. Not that we shouldn't properly honor 9/11. There's no question we should. And we're coming up on the fourth anniversary of it. But this whole idea of connecting it to what's going on in Iraq is ridiculous. And trying to connect this to World War II, trying to connect to what the Iraqis are going through to what our founding fathers went through. I mean, they try to connect it to all kinds of things. They refuse to see it for what it is. A screwed up mess that we created. Something that didn't have to happen. It was a war of choice, not a war of necessity. And this guy is going to stay the course, is what he's saying. Now, there are many theories about withdrawal. Timeline theories. Not setting a timeline because it may be dangerous, but maybe trying to bring in other countries to help us out. All of these countries, of course, we've alienated except for the British. Most of the other countries that the so-called coalition of the willing, most of them have gotten out now. It's just our guys and the British that are taking the majority of the brunt of the war. But to even speak, or to even say possibly, that what we have going on in this country is wrong, that this war is wrong and that we went there for the wrong reasons and that we were lied to, to even speak that up, it's like you're unpatriotic. As a matter of fact, the American Legion, check this out, the American Legion is declaring war on the protesters. American Legion, which has 2.7 million members, has declared war on anti-war protesters, and the media could be next. Speaking at its national convention in Honolulu, the group's national commander called for the end to public protests and media events against the war, even though they are protected by the Bill of Rights. The American Legion will stand against anyone and any group who demoralizes our troops or, worse, endangers their lives by encouraging terrorists to continue their cowardly attacks against freedom-loving peoples. This is from Thomas Cadmus, national commander. He told delegates at the group's national convention in Honolulu. The delegates voted to use whatever means necessary to ensure the united backing of the American people to support our troops and the global war on terrorism. Can you believe that? Without mentioning any current protesters such as Cindy Sheehan by name, Cadmus recalled, for many of us, the visions of Jane Fonda, Ghibli spouting anti-American messages with the North Vietnamese and protesters denouncing our own forces 4 decades ago is forever etched in our memories. We must never let this happen again. So, you know, my question to the American Legion is, what are you going to do, shut down this radio station? Are you going to come after all of us who are against this war? 303-713.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-221-5949. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-221-5949. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-221-5949. That's 1-800-221-5949. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-221-5949. Botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.
And stay that way. And right now, you can request a wonderful free guide that will help you start on the road to conquering debt. Call In Charge at 1-800-778-1879. Call now and find out how quickly you can be debt-free and enjoy your life again. For your free guide, call 1-800-778-1879. 1-800-778-1879.
I mean, I totally agree that that's what our administration has done with our troops.
Well, you know, he's now, they've now found a new argument. And the new argument now is that anything short of winning in Iraq, you are dishonoring the 2,000-some troops that have died.
Right.
That's their new argument. Do it for the dead.
Right. Yeah, that was in the paper this morning. We're going to continue to kill more troops to honor the ones that have already died.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful idea. That's all I got, Jay. Thank you very much.
Okay, pal, thanks for calling in. Let's go to H.M. and Thornton. H.M., you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
All right. How about you?
Good. You know, my comment about Bush's speech, and this, you know, aside from the fact he sits out and he says, you know, any country that harbors terrorists, we will deal with swiftly. You know, 3 weeks ago, Porter Goss is going, we know where bin Laden is, and he's in Pakistan, but Pakistani forces won't go and get him. So wouldn't that constitute that they're actually harboring bin Laden and a terrorist, but yet they happen to be one of our biggest allies in this war on terrorism?
Yeah, in a way, you're right. He's up there in those mountains between Pakistan and Afghanistan, the Hindu Kush.
The other thing I wanted to say is that I'm extremely concerned with what's going on with Iraq, with this basically with having a fundamentalist republic. Because if you look at the map of the world, if you look at a globe, we just basically made a connected landmass of all Muslim fundamentalist countries, starting at Kashmir and going through Pakistan, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Chechnya, everywhere, all the way to Saudi Arabia. Now, if you looked at what the Ottoman Empire and the old caliphate used to be in the Muslim world, it's matching the map. And that's actually exactly what the terrorists want. They want to resurrect the old Muslim caliphate, basically the secular and spiritual center of the Muslim world.
Right.
Which basically Ataturk disbanded in 1920 when he broke up the Ottoman Empire at the end of World War I. And it just seems really, really peculiar to me that we keep everything that we do, everything that Bush does, is exactly what the terrorists want. And I'm really kind of tripped out by his language, keeps using the term emerging threat. You know,
yeah.
You go after any sort of emerging threat before it materializes. In the Office of Threat Assessment, government, you know, this is the organization that was the office that was put together in the 1940s. The one that basically overestimated the capabilities of the USSR. In the 90s, basically, they had to change their strategy, and they came up with something called generic emerging threat, which basically justifies the budgets of the CIA, the intelligence community, as well as the military. And generic emerging threat now covers everybody. Before, it used to be communism, socialism, and the spread of doctrines that would threaten our national security. But now it encompasses any ideology anywhere in the world. And it's unbelievable the way it's set up, because now we have to prepare for situations that we don't know about. So there's this unbelievable black hole where all this money is going, all this research for these weapons and technologies, and then we need a place to actually go and use them. It's a really sick, twisted, vicious cycle that it's going through. And with Bush using that language and that vocabulary in his speech, it's just frightening, because there's a book called Private Warriors by Ken Silverstein, which actually deals with the arms trade and the United States' role in the global arms trade. And it actually specifically addresses generic emerging threat and what that means to our country and what that means to arms sales and regional stability. The PMF, the military firms, and the corporations and generic emerging threat are all related, and it's all together, and it's never going to stop unless somebody puts a stop to it. It's frightening.
If we try to put a stop to it, we're going to have the American Legion on top of us.
You know, I that just blows my mind. I can't believe people can stand here and say that we stand up and support democracy, but we'll put it down in our own country.
Yeah, you know, amazing. Isn't that amazing?
You know, and the American Legion, you know, I would think they would want more veterans alive, because they charge veterans. Well, actually, you have to be a veteran to get into their service.
Right.
You know, the more members that they have, they should actually be more concerned with keeping more of us alive.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you?
You know, but it just blows my mind, the negative aspect, dissent, which is an American tradition, you know. It's like Thomas Paine said, when people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have freedom.
Absolutely. Hey, man, thank you. Great call.
Yeah.
All right, got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. And that's right, the American Legion is out after us. So Bush has got a powerful ally now. For those of us that are anti-war, the American Legion, which has 2.7 million members, has declared war on anti-war protesters, and the media could be next. Speaking at its national convention in Honolulu, the group's national commander called for an end to all public protests and media events against the war, even though they are protected by the Bill of Rights, and it doesn't make any difference. And your reaction to that, and Bush's speech yesterday in Ohio, in Nampa, Ohio, or Idaho, rather, I'm sorry, not Ohio, Nampa, Idaho, where he talked to a National Guard soldiers. And has anybody, nobody has brought this up on the phones, and I've been the only one who's brought this up, and bring it up again. Does anybody think that this guy should start talking to get out and talk to everyday average Americans and stop appearing before staged, closed, handpicked audiences? I mean, does that bother anybody, or am I the only one that's bothered by this? Because I really am. I want this guy to confront the real world, not go talk where it's quote-unquote safe. And he did that during the campaign, and he's done it through the entire time he's been in the White House. He never talks to anybody who would disagree with him, where there might be a chance that somebody would raise their hand in an audience and say, wait a minute, I just don't agree with you. Doug in Fort Collins. Doug, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello. How's it going, Jay?
Going good, Doug.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show and the opportunity to speak my mind. I really like your radio station. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
It's one of the last places where we can actually express ourselves. Listen to you about the hand-picked crowds in front of wherever George goes and speaks. I would like to see regular people get in there and ask him questions. We can all refer back to when he was over in Holland and the fifth graders were asking him questions that he couldn't even answer. So So he knows he can't just allow the general public to ask him questions because he doesn't have anything prepared to tell them. I mean, he can't just make up lies as he goes. So that's why it's always staged. I mean, when fifth graders over in Holland ask him questions he can't answer, imagine what we could do here in America. So.
Yeah, I think those fifth graders were asked to leave the room, as a matter of fact.
It was the press that was asked to leave the room.
Oh, was it the press that was asked to leave? Okay.
Yeah, because he didn't want any of that stuff being recorded. He didn't want any kind of log or one written down so it'd be used against him later. But I tell you what, I just don't understand what George is doing. It's his energy policies. I mean, we're in this war for oil. It has nothing to do with 9/11. If we wanted Bin Laden, who he doesn't think of on a daily basis, but we die for on a daily basis, we would go into Pakistan and get him. You're either with us or against us, are his words, but yet Bin Laden goes to Pakistan and has a... I heard he went and got medical treatment at a hospital because he was injured. Does he get turned in? No. It's just going to be another prolonged war. The longer it goes on, the more profit he makes. He, you know, there's no reason for him to finish this war. You know, we had
he says that he's going to stay the course as long as he's around, as long as he's in office.
Well, that's because he's continuing to make money on this course. If he was losing money or he was losing his children, maybe he would change the course, but he's happy with the status quo the way it is. Oil prices go up, he makes more money. We should impeach him as soon as possible, and I would urge everybody to go out, vote Democrat or independent the next election. Let's get some people in Congress here that can actually impeach him.
You know what I'd love to do? I don't have the wherewithal to do it because I don't know how to design a website. But I would love to start an online petition, Draft the Bush Twins.
I hear that. He said in his speech yesterday, which is the subject here, his speech yesterday said it was the family's like, and I'm sorry, I'm not remembering her last name, like the Felser family or something in Idaho where she has five family members over there. And because families like that, that's why we're free. You know, families like him, we'd all be speaking German or something. I don't see anybody in the Bush family at all going in the service.
No, me neither.
It's an honorable thing to do. Why aren't they, you know, jumping to sign up?
You got me. You got me, Doug. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I think it was the Pruitt family is maybe who he was talking about. Yeah, if I knew how to design a website, I would run a draft Jenna Bush and Barbara Bush petition online that we could present to the White House. 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Busy ride on the highways right now. Southbound I-25 running heavy from 104 down to the turnpike. Then we're slow into downtown and through T-Rex. We have some loose gravel to worry about. It's kicking up on the highway. Westbound C-470 near Morrison Road. Stay over to the left and you should be just fine. Now eastbound I-70 slows from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard and if you're coming out of the Lakewood area headed into town. Eastbound 670 slows from Wadsworth over to I-25. Now around town, we're busy on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Denver bound on the turnpike, slow from McCaslin over to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, sunny skies today, maybe a shower this afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 68 degrees. Crossroads Gun Show is this weekend at the Holiday Inn at I-70 and Chambers Road. Thousands of new and used guns, wholesale ammo, knives, hunting gear, surplus books, and much more. The Crossroads Gun Show at the Holiday Inn at I-70 and Chambers this Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 4. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now, you know, the colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. And before, the only way to deal with it was with those scopes. But now, you can get it done virtually, and it only takes 15 minutes, and you're back to activity immediately. No risks, no scopes. Bottom line, technology is there to screen for cancers and illnesses before they become life-threatening. It's called preventive medicine, not reactive. Lung scans, virtual colonoscopies, and heart scans. You owe it to yourself and your family to call Colorado Heart Imaging in Denver at 303-433-8800. Or if you're in the Boulder area, call Front Range Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN.
1000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. And we're talking about Bush's speech yesterday, plus the American Legion declaring war on protesters. If you're anti-war, man, the American Legion's going to come get your ass. All right, did I actually say that on the air? Sorry about that. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, don't apologize for that. That's right on, man. Hey, did you have your root canal done?
Yeah, I had it done, and I feel fine.
All right, I'm glad. I'm glad that's over with for you. Hey, I got five bumper stickers on my car now related to Bush and Republicans, and I'm just getting angrier and angrier about this whole situation. You know, the American Legion and all the organizations like them, they opposed us during the Vietnam War, too, so it's nothing to be concerned about. They got to do what they got to do, and we're going to do what we got to do to shut this war down like we shut down the war in Vietnam. Bush, he's just a wind-up doll. He just keeps saying the same words over and over and over because he's got to say what people tell him to say, like Rumsfeld and his dad and Cheney. They tell him what to say.
Well, he always goes back to the same playbook. Every time his numbers start to fade, his poll numbers start to fade, he turns around and goes back and resurrects 9/11 and starts using that as to try to turn things around.
Well, yeah, right. He wants to play off people's fears, but we have to stop. As Roosevelt said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself, and we don't need to be afraid that, it's just amazing to me why this country hasn't had another terrorist attack when our borders are so leaky. I mean, honestly, I just that really surprised me.
I think because we've been extremely lucky.
Well, lucky or I don't know, maybe something else, because if they can do what they're doing over in the Middle East, I would think they could get through the borders here and create havoc and terror over here. And so as far as this being a war on terrorism, I think that's a bunch of baloney. It isn't even a war. It's not even a war. It's an invasion and an occupation. That's what it is. And as far as the Allies being behind us, the Chancellor of Germany, when Bush came out and said, a week ago that, we're going to maybe go into Iran if we have to and bomb Iran, he said, take that off the table. So the Allies of World War II are not behind us. So, he just keeps on the lies.
All right, Paul. Thank you, man. Drive safe.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Fine.
Well, I had a couple of things. One thing is, I just wanted to get your opinion on this. Especially listening to his comments at that National Guard speech, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Does it not sound as if he is? He's positively digging in his heels ever since this Cindy Sheehan thing came up. I mean, it almost, I honestly seem to sense that it almost had the opposite effect from what she intended as far as, causing him to question, his judgment and whether our policy was sound and whether, we should be putting more troops in there or less. He's got a real childish, petulant attitude, and he seems to be reacting just like, hey, don't tell me I can't go fight a war wherever I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he does have that kind of arrogance to him, that kind of childhood, kind of petulance, kind of, arrogance. I agree 100% with that. I don't know that the Cindy Sheehan situation had a reverse effect of what she wanted, because I think he's been that way all along. I mean, I think he was that way the first 4 years of his presidency, and I think he's going to be that way the last remaining three or whatever he's got left. I mean, that's just his personality.
Well, yeah, that's true. I guess it's just that I guess my impression is that the more people, people vocalize, opposition to the war, the more determined he is to fight that war, and the more he's going to hammer us with this rhetoric. And the other thing I wanted to say about that was these handpicked venues that he goes to. My take on that is that I think it isn't so much that he's afraid of the questions that might be posed to him by an audience that is less controlled or whatever, because I think what it is personally is that he knows that the media is going to glom on to these little sound bites where he says you know, America will never be defeated by terrorists. And then there's this rousing applause from all the National Guard soldiers in the room. And then every media outlet, you know, plays that little snippet of sound. And then all these righties all over the country, you know, hear that. And then they just get further, convinced that their leaders telling them what they want to hear. And you know what I mean?
You could have a case there, but I still believe he picked he talks in front of hand-picked audiences just like he did during the presidential campaign because he can't stand up to real scrutiny. If he had to stand up to real scrutiny from everyday people, he'd collapse.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, and he can't even stand up to this. This was the last thing I wanted to mention is that what's really frustrating me is the way they seem to have utterly controlled how what sort of questions are posed to them even by the media.
That's right.
They put their own media people in there to ask these softball questions, and then if somebody asks a question he doesn't like, they suddenly disappear or they're not permitted to they don't get a pass to, you know what I mean? And
yep.
And if I could ask someone in the media to ask him a question, I guess the one I'd really want to know is he keeps coming out lately with this same stock line, you know, as they stand up, we will stand down.
Right.
And then at the same time, you get his little minions out there like Condi Rice saying, oh, they've got 140,000, Iraqi soldiers trained and ready to go. And my question is, if they've got 140,000 Iraqi soldiers trained, why the hell aren't we bringing 140,000 of our guys home?
Yeah, last week the figure was 175,000.
Well, then they've got more of their guys than we've got of our guys. So what the heck are we doing over there? That's
I agree with you. You can't get a straight story out of this administration from one day to the next. Everything changes. Appreciate the call, Ron. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah.
All right, 7:43, 17 minutes in front of 8 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up.
You deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydroderm by calling 1-800-221-5949. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydroderm, call 1-800-221-5949. That's 1-800-221-5949. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-221-5949.
So you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Quality Botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. Are you ready for clear, healthy skin?
I'm ready to start loving my skin.
Call today for your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution at 1-800-770-3803. That's 1-800-770-3803.
733. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-207-8733. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-207-8733.